Lautoka, Fiji, 21st of August 2008, Srimad Bhagavatam class, Canto 2, Chapter 7, text number 29.
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Thank you.
Paramahamsa Parivra Jagacharya Stuttara Sahasya Shimad. His Divine Krishna Vicharan in the Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadgurusha Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai. Gaura Premanande, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees. Glorious to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. We have done this verse yesterday, but just for the sake of reading matter, we can take it. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2nd, Chapter number 7, Text number 29. 10:30. Yesterday we read 28 and 29 because there was no purport in 28. So 29 has purport, 30 has purport. So let's repeat, it doesn't matter much. Tat karma divyam eva yat nishi nihashanam devagnina suchivane paridahyamane unnishyati vrajam ataha avishita antakalam netre pidhapya sabalaha anadhigamya viryaha. Tatkarma divyam iva yannishan nishisayanam. Davagnina suchivane paridahyamane. Unneshyati vrajamato avasitantakalam. Netre pidhapya sabalo nadigamya viryaha. Tat karma divyam iva yannishisham nishayanam. Davagnina suchivare paridahyamane. Unneshyati vrajamato avasitatantakalam. Netre pidhapya sabalo nadigamya viryaha. Tatkarma divyam iva yannishishnishayanam. Davagnina suchivane paridahyamane. Unneshyati vrajamato avasitantakalam. Netre pidhapya sabalo anadigamya viryaha.
Yeah. On the very night of the day of the chastisement of Kaliya snake, when the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi were sleeping carefully, there was a forest fire ablaze due to dry leaves, and it appeared that all the inhabitants were sure to meet their death. But the Lord, along with Balaram, saved them simply by closing his eyes. Such are superhuman activities of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that although in this verse the Lord's activity has been described as superhuman, it should be noted that the Lord's activities are always superhuman, and that distinguishes him from the ordinary living being. Uprooting a giant banyan or urgent tree and extinguishing a blazing fire forest fire simply by closing his eyes are certainly impossible by any kind of human endeavor. But not only are these activities amazing to hear, but in fact all other activities of the Lord, whatever He may do, are also for human. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter 9th verse, whosoever knows the superhuman activities of the Lord due to their very transcendental nature becomes eligible to enter the kingdom of Krishna, and as such, after quitting this present material body, the knower of the transcendental activities of the Lord goes back home, back to God. That was the verse, Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam Evam Vettiyo Tattvata Tyaktva Punarjanmam Tyaktva Deham Punarjanmam Naiti Mame Tiswar. So today's verse is number 30. Grahanita Yadupapandamamushya Mata Sublam Sutasya Natuta Tadamushya Mati Yajrumbato Asya Vadane Bhavanani Gopi Samviksha Sakti Sankitamana Prati Bodhisati. Granita, by taking a yadya whatsoever upabandana roots for time, amushya his mata mother, sulbam means the roots, sutasya of her son, however, tatta by and by, amushya his mati means was sufficient. Yet that which vijrambataha, opening the mouth, asya of him, vadane in the mouth, bhuvanani, the worlds, gopi, the cowherd woman, samvikshya, so saying it, sankitamanaha, doubtful in mind, pratibodhita, convinced in different ways, as it was so done. Translation in Purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When the cowherd woman, Krishna's foster mother Yashoda, was trying to tie the hands of her son with ropes, she found the ropes to be always insufficient in length, and then she finally gave up. Lord Krishna by and by opened his mouth, wherein Mother Yashoda found all kinds of universes situated. Seeing this, she was doubtful in her mind, but she was convinced in a different manner of the mystic nature of her son. Purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One day Lord Krishna, as naughty child, disturbed his mother Yashoda, and she began to tie up the child with ropes just to punish him. But no matter how much rope she used, she found it always insufficient. Thus she became fatigued. But in the meantime, the Lord opened his mouth, and the effects that mother saw within the mouth of her son, all the universes situated together. The mother was astonished, but out of her deep affection for Krishna, she thought that the Almighty God Narayan has kindly looked after her son just to protect him from all the continuous calamities happening to him. Because of her deep affection of Krishna, she could never think of her very son was Narayan, the personality of Godhead himself. That is the action of Yoga Maya, internal potency of the Supreme Lord, which acts to perfect all the pastimes of the Lord with his different types of devotees. Who could play such wonderful activities without being God? Om Ajnana Tirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishram Sapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jitapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavasya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamsha
Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhav Dina Bandhav Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tatta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vranda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Grahanika Yadupabandha Mushyamata Sublam Sutasya Natukat Tadumushyamati Yajrumbato Yasya Vadanem Bhunani Gopi Samviksha Sakti Mushankita Manapati Bodhitasi. When the cowherd woman of Krishna's mother Yashoda was trying to tie the hands of her son with the ropes, she found the ropes to be always insufficient in length. And when she finally gave up, Lord Krishna by and by opened his mouth, wherein Mother Yashoda found all the universes situated. Seeing this, she was doubtful in her mind, but she was convinced in a different manner of the mystic nature of her son. So, Krishna says that either he is covering himself under the potency of Yoga Maya or covers his devotees also under Yoga Maya in order to conduct the pastimes which are very unparalleled. They are called superhuman. We see in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam when this pastime of Lord Krishna tying Mother Yashoda tying up his hands. This is the vision of Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is described. There Sukadeva Goswami will be describing. So there might be some apparent differences. But regardless, the quality of the pastimes are superhuman. In either case, the quality of the pastimes are superhuman. They are divine in nature. So, with our so-called material intelligence, we should not find much difference. We should try to mitigate the differences by taking the divine nature. This is Brahma's realization. And that was Sukadeva Goswami's realization. So, we don't discount either of them to be contradictory. The apparent contradiction or so-called uniformity in the term of consistency, that this pastime should be consistent. They should be consistent in divine nature, not in material nature, because there are varieties. And Krishna may prefer to exhibit varieties. Then, who are we to discount the spiritual realization of Lord Brahma and either of Lord Sukadeva Goswami? The spiritual nature cannot be discounted. That is uniform. So if we have to see the consistency is by cultivation of divine eyes, the divinity beyond the three modes of material nature that we have been explaining since last 2 days. So, because we are familiar with this pastime, and if we go by verbatim without understanding the divine nature, then that so-called demand for consistency is foolish.
somebody said, and I don't remember his name, but foolish consistency is the mind of small mind of hobgoblins. Those who are hobgoblins, it's a small mind. To insist upon consistency in the matter of revelations, it doesn't work. Krishna is reciprocating with the same pastimes with Mother Yashoda, who understood little bit differently than even realization of Lord Brahma, who is not involved directly in the pastimes. But he appreciates the transcendental nature. So Sukadeva Goswami in turn. So we should not have a hangover on this foolish consistency. This is wonderful activity. Here also the description is just like as if the Mother Yashoda was simultaneously performing two different activities, trying to tie up the hands of Lord Krishna, as well as Krishna is opening his mouth to show the exhibition of the Brahma. But we never hear the Sukadeva Goswami telling that to be simultaneously. No. That was a different facet. But what is the use? This is Brahma's realization. Right? That Krishna took opportunity while she was tying up his hands. Krishna took opportunity to open up the mouth. She was frustrated by, you know, not able to tie it because the rope was somehow or other getting short all the time. So, looks like one pastime is superimposed by the other one. And meanwhile, by and by, Krishna opened up his mouth and showed the universes, and she saw also herself. So she forgot of time. At the same time, you know, she also realized that Prabhupada's right is the purpose. So she partially realized that her son is rather having some potentials. You know, that she was doubtful in her mind, but she was convinced in different manner of the maisic nature of her son. So there should not be any confusion here. The word Shankita is also applicable. Why a devotee, even performing pastime, gets bewildered? It's the potency of yoga maya. Krishna wants to cover his devotees also under yoga maya, that he will not realize that he is supreme lord. But sometimes, you know, just like a playful child wants to reveal his majesty, his supremacy, by showing all these opulences of his, that he is the cause of all creation even. And such a wonderful exposure to show the Brahman within his own mouth. That bewilders the devotee, Mother Yashoda, pure devotee. Krishna is really playing with her. And Mother Yashoda becomes doubtful. She is becoming doubtful. But nonetheless, she thought within herself, never mind, if he's a magician or what, he's my son. The power of love exhibited overwhelms sometimes we also read that when Mother Yashoda got disturbed by seeing also herself along with Krishna, see the intensity of the confusion. She saw herself along with Krishna within Krishna's mouth. At that time, Krishna thought in a very compassionate nature that he covered her under Yogamaya potency, because as if his majesty was being revealed. Sometimes we see as a sleep. Oh, Krishna sleep a little bit. No. It may be there, but it is just to put up the devotee. So apparent shankita means doubtfulness, apparent doubtfulness can exist. But this doubtfulness is a very short-term doubtfulness. Either Krishna covers the devotee in the Yogamaya potency, alright, or he withdraws that particular confusing pastime, because he gets ultimately disturbed by the breaking of the love. He needs continuous attention and continuous love. But sometimes this kind of things happen just to intensify more and more. At the demigod level, when Lord Nrisimha was showing a very ferocious nature that the demigods never witnessed, that was after killing Hiranyakashipu. The Lord was not being appeased by their prayers. Demigods knew that He is the Supreme Lord, right? And they tried to appease Him. But nonetheless, He would never give up His ferocious nature. And they were all frustrated. They sent Lakshmi Devi, that, "My dear mother, you go and appease your husband." She is also Sankita. How could this be my husband? She is doubtful. When on demigod level, when she becomes doubtful, the Lord Brahma thought, no, this is a different matter altogether. Then he composed himself and told Prahlad, "Prahlad, Lord Nrisimha has appeared for your sake. You are the only one. Please go and pacify your master." And Prabhupada picks up the commentary from that. Prabhupada says, "See, a pure devotee like Prahlad is the leader of all the demigods who could not even pacify the Lord. To be in pure devotional platform is very rare. It is not achievable even by the demigods." Pure devotional platform. So, we try to understand that this Janma Karma are not ordinary. Once we know, we are sure to get liberated. That is Krishna's guarantee. But always have the cultivated eyes of devotion. That how do we see, how do we perceive? Cultivated. The cultivation of culture of devotion can make it purified and no other. Krishna consciousness is the cultivation of culture of devotion. The culture of devotion means what? It is a practice of life. How do we live about? By using Lord Krishna's holy name, because that's the only thing available. Our purification will start. All the necessities in the purificatory process can be served by simply serving Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, the facts can be revealed to us in its right perspective. So we have to stick to the bona fide disciplic succession. We have to take the opinion of it. And there are no contradictions as far as the divinity is concerned. Divinity remains uniform, but it shows the variety. In transcendental nature, there are varieties. Here in material nature, the varieties are reflected, you know. That is, perverted reflections are there. So, and the spiritual varieties, this kind of variable pastimes are going on and on. And we can only understand through the variable explanations, but within our own sampradaya, within our own boundaries, we have to remain. We cannot go beyond the boundary. This is called Lakshmana Rekha. One should not interpret oneself. When Sita Devi crossed over the boundary drawn by Lord Shankarshan, Balaram in the form of Lakshman, we have to understand the strictness of it. Who crosses over? Materially minded. How come Sita Devi is crossing unless she is not the original Sita? Maya Sita was there. So, one should not decry the transcendental nature of Sita Devi, but here she is appearing as a confused lady. She becomes entrapped by the tricks of Ravana, who came in the garb of a sadhu. See, the false sadhu, false guru. One who surrenders to false guru goes into a havoc and can't compromise. They cannot, their doubts are forever. But here there is no gap of doubts ever remaining, because we stick to the uniformity of the divine nature, the divinity, the transcendental nature, which is beyond the three modes of material nature. So in every purport, the emphasis is given janma karma cha me divyam evam vetiyo tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanmana iti manmati suvarjana. We have to learn this art of Krishna consciousness, which is divine in nature. Unless we have anointed our eyes, where are the eyes of the soul? The consciousness of the soul means he will be able to see. When we talk, unless and until the soul animates in the body, and the perception of seeing the eye is conveyed through the consciousness, then what is the consciousness of the soul means of seeing nature at the soul level? He is the observer. That consciousness sees. consciousness is not created by chemical reactions. It's an anti-material principle. But where do we use it? Do we use in material contact, sense gratification, or do we use in service of the divine nature? How does otherwise purification can ever take place? Unless and until we have an object of spiritual nature, then we try to serve. Then it is possible. So the holy name is spiritual in nature, and therefore Haridas Thakur in Harinam Chintamani calls it, it is the Chidvaibhava. It's the manifestation of the all knowledgeable potency of the Lord. The consciousness is the Lord's expression, which is given as a tiny portion of inheritance as a soul. The soul is always conscious. But if he is under influence of the three modes of material nature, he is conscious as material and he forgets Lord Krishna. But when he comes under the association of the spiritual nature through the holy name, his consciousness is uplifted. And consciousness is the seer. The soul is the seer. The soul is an entity, just like Krishna is a supreme entity. The soul is an entity. An entity exists impersonally, localized as well as impersonality. But he is not the supreme personality of God. He is part and parcel of him. So this consciousness, the knowledgeability, is an inherent, constitution of the soul. So in this way, we have to purify our senses and try to understand through the purified senses the divine way, which is still, an alternative for us to understand. There is no other alternative. There is no other alternative except divine alternative. So, this slokas are Lord Brahma's rendition of the pastimes in short. But his realizations are very profound, because they are based on the divine nature of the consciousness, his consciousness. So anybody has any question? Welcome.
Just to ask the relationship of the body and soul,
there is no relationship between body and soul, save and except he is falsely attached.
If you want to do any activity,
the soul under ignorance, or false ego, he commands the body. He has nothing to do with the body. This body is made as a outer clothing on the soul's original body. Soul's original body is two-handed, because he is part and parcel of Krishna, who is two-handed. Like father, like son. Period. saw, the soul has nothing to do with this body. But how come he got the body? That should be the question. He got the body because he asked for. And this desire of asking was simultaneously arisen by the cause of envy with the Lord. It's very easy for a qualitatively one part and parcel to think that he has everything. He forgets his dependency. But he has proclivity to enjoy without him. Why is my father bothering me? I don't like him. That's the element of envy. Therefore he creates separate desires. And Krishna says, how would you distinguish which came first, the envy or a separate desire? Krishna says, it's simultaneously arising. Samuttena. Simultaneously arising. Therefore, this material world was also simultaneously arising in duality. Black is envious of white. Objectively, what we call it, contradictions are there. Right? This world is full of contradictions. That's why it's called dvaita. Dual. Delusion of duality. The soul is totally identical with the Lord by quality. Only quantitative difference is there. So simultaneously one with the Lord, at the same time different with the Lord. And when he comes in another contradiction of the material world itself, naturally he will get confused. He is contradicting himself, you know, by setting up a wrong desire, which is not congruent to desire of Lord Krishna. So, that is called misuse of minor independence. This contradiction he created, and he is put into a contradictory world because he always has a contradiction. And therefore, this contradictory world has been created. Actually, he is the creator of the contradictions and the world also. So therefore, by cultivation of spiritual knowledge, we eradicate the contradiction. And even this world will become uniformly spiritual. We will mitigate. It's only we have to change ourselves. We have to change ourselves. We stop being envious to anything and everything. So yesterday we saw that sarva bhutatma bhutatma. The devotee is pleasing to all and everyone will be pleasing to him. So it's a very harmonious situation. Dhira dhira jana priya priya karau nirmat sarau pujitau. The Goswamis are worshipped because they are non-envious, nirmatsara. Therefore they were pleasing to the sober and the ruffian simultaneously. So, do you think they will see anything material and other things spiritual? No, everything is spiritual in their vision. Several times I give this example of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada in early days in New York, you know, on 22nd Avenue, early morning he will go to stroll in Tompkins Square Park, you know. The weekend in New York is very hellish because everybody is making merry starting from Friday night, right? Everybody is off. You can't get anything done on the weekend. So it is taken for granted that nobody will be available except police, or sometimes police is also not available. You know? So, what to speak of the litter, the garbage collected, you know? And on Sunday morning, it will start stinking. And if it is a windy day, you know, it will, scatter all around. So, on a similar Sunday, Prabhupada was taking a walk. And one devotee is seeing the condition of the streets in New York. He said, Prabhupada, this is really hellish. And Prabhupada told him, it may be for you, hellish, not for me. So Prabhupada was thankful even to this so-called apparent contradictory condition. Right? To utilize it in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, he didn't agree. Oh yes, yes, this is very nice. No. He said, no, maybe for you, not for me. One who is in Krishna consciousness all the time, 24 hours a day, there is no difference between material and spiritual. Everything is spiritual for you. We create material world by our desire, and Krishna helps it to manifest. Because we are so tiny, we cannot create anything. Out of false ego, we think, I have created this microphone, so let me get it, copyright, or so-called, patent. Because we are afraid. We are thieves and we are trying to manipulate Krishna's energy and claim I have created. So we are afraid that somebody will steal it because we were thieves in the first beginning. Unless a thief. So in this stealing nature, we get fear. So this misuse of minute independence has to be explored. Unless until we become purified, how this deep down original sin can be explored. Therefore chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, that should be the thing. More we chant, more will be benefited. To dig out our naked truth. Any other question?
Hare Krishna.
Yes, sir.
If our eyes are the windows of our soul,
where is it, where in fact is our soul? Is our conscience relating to our soul? And more importantly, if the eyes, our eyes are the windows of our soul, where is it in fact?
Okay, we have to enter into the eyes and look into the consciousness, and who is the observer behind the eyes? So, it is said that we are located in the inner core of our consciousness. That is called heart. Not necessarily pumping heart. But we have to go through that channel. After all, it is the consciousness that takes the image. But to where? To us, where we are looking. So who is the observer behind the eyes? Who is the hearer behind the ears? That's me. My eyes are like camera.
Yeah.
They cannot see by themselves. But they facilitate me for external vision only. And external vision is only possible by artificial sunlight. If the sunlight is not there, the objects cannot be reflected. And I cannot see. So in the same way, when the soul researches himself, you know, but to locate him is not important, but to realize him is more important. We are spreading our consciousness throughout the body. So it is said that the life air is spreading the consciousness throughout the body. Even though we are an entity, but our influence is spreading through the vascular system, this fine. But an influence is impersonal. We are persons. So we must see that where are we located. So Lord Krishna teaches how to locate himself first, then you will be able to realize that you are also sitting. Without Krishna being explored in the form of super soul within the heart, that is the yoga system. You have to control all your senses in order to control the mind through the regular postures, then avoid do's and don'ts and things, you know. If you avoid the don'ts and do's are only there for you to progress, then that development is there. But this is very impractical in this age. Nobody has time. How are they going to spend, you know, the whole life in meditation? Because to control the mind is very difficult to control. It's easier to control the wind. And Arjuna denies that in the Shastra. So, but it is possible, but it was on that particular time and circumstances called Satya Yuga. That was the means of purification. But not meditation now. So, the same result can be achieved by chanting the holy name. Because not only it will purify the debris that we have collected of materialism, but it will also cleanse up the mirror of our mind, and we will be able to see. Right? So location is very important. But we are persons. Influence, location, and then the personality can be. But unless and until Krishna shows the way, so we have to find him first. So yogis meditate on that super soul within their own heart by meditation processes. Right? And then when they see that you have also some connection with that super soul, then what the connection, how it has to be sustained, what is the process? So here we are given the direct process to connect first, then everything other will manifest. But the supreme aspect of manifesting the Lord within our own heart is said to be devotional service. So we get the same result by chanting Hare Krishna and developing all other different modes and services directly. So that's how Srila Prabhupada came to teach us. And he showed by his example that the beauty is in the eyes of the beholder and not anywhere else. So Krishna is all beautiful, he is attracting, but his attraction are to obey his commandment. Otherwise, what is the use of attraction? He is attracting very cleverly. Somehow or other, all living entities to, you know, he is pulling like a magnet, you know. Because we are part and parcel of him. He doesn't want to remain separated with us. We made him, then we don't need him. But somehow or other, he said, he is sustaining everything. Even he allows us to try to fulfill our own independent desires. Might have come out of enviousness or whatever. But unless and he manifests his opulences in the material world, because these are his energies, so a devotee would not abuse that. Will try to utilize everything, every channelization to connect with him. That is the perfection of yoga. Chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare go. Thank you very much. Thank you. Shri Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Today's program is